in a world of mindless movie cliches. One podcast fights back. Critics are calling it profound, epic, free. Prepare to revisit your video cassette memories of the 1980s and 90s. Behold, it's VHS Rewind.
Guess what? Corey Haim and Corey Feldman are giving out their personal numbers. If you call 1-900-909-3700, you can listen to their private phone messages and get their personal number where you can leave them a message of your own. $2 the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute. Ask your parents before you call. 1-900-909-3700.
If you call me right now, I'll give you my private number. You call that number and you'll hear a recording, and I'll give you my personal number if you call that. And we'll rap.
Are you a good kisser?
What?
Yeah, I think I'm a good kisser. Oh, I think. From what I've heard, from what I've been told, the feedback I've gotten is you're a great kisser. You're a good kisser. You kiss good.
Call 1-900-909-3300 and hear it straight from Corey. $2 for the first minute, 45 cents for a traditional minute. Call 1-900-909-3300.
Call me. 1-900-909-3300. It's very important. I have a lot to tell you guys. Please call me.
So pathetic. I want to welcome everyone.
Corey Feldman says he's the best.
No, Corey Haim.
I know, but Corey Feldman is the one giving him feedback on his kisses.
Oh, that's right. It's true. I want to welcome everyone to this part two special edition of VHS Rewind, the commercial edition. I've tricked Chris Hassler and I've tricked David Lawler to join me again in revisiting these commercials because we missed an entire genre. How are you guys doing?
By your command, I am a great kisser.
Somebody got into the schnapps.
Wow, that scared the shit out of me.
Alien invasion.
The humans are already dead.
How are you? How is everyone?
Well, I'm doing really good.
Here once again, Mary, whatever.
Yeah, this one I have to super rush to get out, but this will be.
Get it out?
Yeah. This will be out. The other one was supposed to be out on Christmas Eve, but I forgot. Like, I just didn't pull the trigger. Like, it was all ready. I just didn't push the button.
I totally forgot about everything. I totally forgot about a couple of things I had to do. I had an episode I had to get. I was like, it was supposed to come out on Christmas Eve, and I got it in like at 11:58.
I don't know. Something about this year just doesn't.
It's very distracting.
Yeah, I'm very floaty. Did you guys cook anything? I just have to ask before we jump into all of this. Did you guys cook anything interesting?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll let Mr. Hassler start.
I did not. The in-laws came over, and I'm like, I'm not cooking. We're going to hibachi.
Nice. Just take off. Come home with a big belly of food, take off your shoes, and don't wake me up till tomorrow.
Exactly. I was like, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What about you, Mr. Lawler? What did you make on the grub table?
I served up a standing rib roast with two large lobster tails, zucchini bread. My wife made her famous mashed potatoes, au jus gravy with a little red wine in it. Gives it a really nice kick. Some asparagus with hollandaise sauce. And to top it off, we made a birthday cake for Regan because her birthday's on Christmas. So
nice.
It was an enormous feast.
Wow, look at that.
That sounds like freaking huge.
That sounds very worthwhile, though. Sounds like an excellent meal. I made my first ham.
You made a ham?
It came out terrible.
Terrible?
Yeah.
Ham or?
I bought one of these hams that you're supposed to, it's like a smoked ham, I think.
Right.
I don't even know what I'm doing. And you put it in the pan. You're supposed to super tighten, put on like aluminum foil around it. And then you're supposed to put it in the oven for like 6 hours. Like with, marinade and all this kind of stuff. And it just came out salty and gross.
Yeah, I'm not big on ham myself.
I think it's supposed to be salty though, isn't it?
Ham is insanely salty anyway.
Yeah.
All right, so maybe I did a good job, but just maybe the ham isn't for me.
When it comes to pork, I prefer, you know, pork chops or
bacon
is awesome.
Well, I make ribs. I found this process of smoking ribs where I can do it in a matter of 2.5 hours instead of 8. Mm-hmm. It's very, very – actually, you can do it at home. You get a pan, you know, like maybe an 1.5-inch deep pan, big enough for a rack of ribs. And you fill it with water, not fill it with water, but you put maybe halfway with water, and you just basically put all your dry rub on the ribs and you throw it in the oven, and every like 45 minutes, just make sure that there's water in the pan and the steam will just kind of cook the ribs.
Well, what temperature?
Oh, low. It's about 250, 250, oh. 260, no more than that. I don't even think about that. Cause I don't cook anything over 250 on the grill.
That not to get too crazy cooking here, but do you put the ribs in the pan or above the pan?
In the pan. It's okay. Not enough to totally saturate the ribs.
Okay, all right.
But with that, I cover the ribs with like mustard and dry rub. You don't really taste the mustard afterward, but I think that the vinegar and stuff that's in the mustard help tenderize. Ribs, and they're really good. They're simple. They're very easy to make, but if you do it on the grill, you can smoke them by putting wood on the charcoal. So that comes out really good.
Mm-hmm.
I have not tried cooking a meat more difficult than a chicken.
Oh, well, chicken even can a be ham, difficult.
I haven't tried.
Ham was very intimidating to me. And it just, I don't know. I didn't nail it. This particular episode is being brought up just because of this entire genre that we really just kind of ignored. There are so many 1-900 and true confessions. Actually, here's a true confession commercial right here. This will give you an idea of where we're going with this episode.
So I told him to come on up.
Hear shocking, intriguing true confessions. Call 1-900-246-1212.
I promised that I wouldn't tell a soul, but if you really want to know,
dial 1-900-246-1212 for fascinating, even alarming, innermost secrets.
I didn't think I'd have the nerve, but what could I say? I really like him.
That's 1-900-246-1212. $2 for the first minute, 95 cents for each additional minute for adults.
Think about that. $2 for the first minute, 95 cents for each additional minute.
I mean, they're going to get their money.
To hear people say, I let him pee on me.
No, but you know, it's not even going to be stuff like that. It's going to be like, I let him kiss me on the first date.
Oh, you naughty little slut, you. Like,
wait, where on the body is the first date?
yeah, you dirty whore.
But let's say you're on the line for 5 minutes, right? I mean, you're talking, you've already spent $5.
Yes.
That's crazy.
I would have loved to – I really looked, but I could not find anywhere the actual messages that you would hear when you would call one of these numbers.
Well,
like the
yes,
Corey
you did.
One was the closest we got to. Oh, the and I think the Freddy ones.
Yeah, you have the Freddy thing years ago. We're talking maybe in 1995 when I first got like on the modern internet. I came across a website of just recordings of these things. And it's
what?
Yeah, I remember it. And I was like, oh my God, this is hilarious. And it just, it vanished.
Well, you had a lot, these answering machines back then that had record functions so you could record a telephone conversation.
Sure.
So you could call a bunch of these, record them, you know, and a lot of times, because I tried it a couple of times myself, these were just one-off messages. And they would change the message every day.
Well,
but it was the same message every single time. If you whatever you were called, like not okay, 976 joke.
It was like a daily joke, probably
the early joke, the early 80s. It was one joke a day, you know, or maybe like a whole round of jokes, like maybe two or three very quick jokes told in succession, and it would just repeat. It would be the same call, you know, because I tried again because I was, you know, stupid kid who didn't understand the value of money.
Right.
So I called a couple of times to see if it was different, and it never was. And this was the same with a kind of sex line that they had too, where, you know, but we'll talk about that later.
Well, speaking of jokes, here's the funniest monster jokes from 1989.
So call me at 1-900-909-2233, and you'll hear the funniest monster jokes like, what's a vampire's favorite sport? basketball, or the one about the ghoul who missed her mummy. You'll also find out how to get these scary street signs featuring my friends Dracula, Wolfman, and Frankenstein. It costs $2.45 for a 2-minute message, so ask your mom or dad if it's okay before you call 1-900-909-2233. I'm dying to make you laugh.
$2.45, and it said in the fine print of that particular one that the maximum that you could be charged per call is $3.35.
Wow.
Really?
That's a lot of money.
Well, at least they're being kind of honest about it.
Yeah, they capped that? Oh, that's interesting.
Like a
Starbucks. I didn't know anybody capped it.
Well, I don't think most of them did. You know, there was this one period of time. Actually, I have this news piece I wouldn't mind playing. I'll play it in a little bit, though. I see we play some of the commercials. But, you know, people were basically getting exorbitant bills. People were getting like $3,000, $5,000 bills, like the Lawlers, for instance. I know David would just, I just want to read out a teen chat line. Not that you had a list.
Well, no, but it wasn't me. It was my mother who got into trouble.
Oh. Well, you know what? I'm just going to, before you go into that story, I just want to play a few of the teen party lines. And then I want to hear if the stories that you guys might have had. And, you know, what you were just saying, David, but here's the teen party line ad. This is kind of what I recall there being at first, anyway.
Bored again? Interested in a new way to meet people? Just pick up a phone and dial
1-976-8585.
There's a party waiting for you. It's the party line. Talk with up to 8 teens or adults 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
1-976-8585.
A charge of $3 a call will be added to your monthly phone bill. What are you waiting for? Get on the party line!
1-976-8585.
Unbelievable, right? It's like, how lonely are you? The pictures of a woman sitting at a little round table eating Chinese food and having a bottle of wine. And he says, are you lonely? Yes. Yes, I am lonely with my Chinese food. The Chinese food is your friend. So
this one connected you to other real people. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay.
But, you know, being an 11-year-old kid, when I would call these things over at my friend's house, we'd get into, like, fights and everything in through the phone. Because we're tough, you know. Mm-hmm. And you just start, you know, screaming at people. It was just weird, like, you call up and it would always be, like, maybe two girls and, like, 16 guys, right? And everybody's trying to talk to the girls. And there would be like Jim, who's like, hey, yeah, you know, I'm going to be getting my learner's permit, you know. And you're like, hey, Jim, I heard you're a homo, you know, that type of thing. You know, not that I say these things now. I was an 11-year-old kid. And you go, hey, how about I kill you? And, you know, you go back and forth. And it's like, I'm from Queens. And, you know, you become this person you're not. And then you get disconnected because I guess they would have a moderator of sorts. And they would grow up and have children, and those children would become moderators of like Reddit and Facebook admins.
Yes.
So, David, you said you mentioned that you called a number of these lines, right?
Yeah, I did. I played around, but I didn't do what my mother did, which was really stupid, and I can't believe she fell for it.
Oh,
she called one of these Psychic Friends Network hotlines. The thing is, those were more than like the initial charge of $2. It was like $4.95 for the first minute.
Really?
And the thing is, I don't know. The thing about it is, and I know this might be a point of contention for On the Odd listeners, is that when you believe in this kind of stuff, your mind is kind of open to a lot of things, and there's a lot of suggestion going on, especially mm-hmm. when it comes to psychics. Phony psychics can read you and they can figure out your cues and they can figure out little pieces of your life. And she called this number and she called it like every day and Oof. She would be on for hours on end. And she did it for about maybe, I don't know, a week. And it seemed like the conversations were not necessarily steered towards psychic, but they sounded like she was talking to a friend or somebody who was having a personal conversation with or something. Cause she was really into this stuff. I mean, like, seriously into it. And then she gets the bill the next month. It was $1,200.
Oh, $1,200
charged on the phone bill. You know, you ordinary, and back then, you know, back then, this was before, like, you know, cable internet packages and all that stuff. The phone bill was like an average around, I don't know, $20, $25. So there would, it was like $1,225. And she was absolutely livid about it. She couldn't understand. And she figured it out like in 2 seconds. Oh my God. I've been ripped off. I mean, a lot of these were ripoffs. These were total scams because there's no way to prove or disprove. It's a contract the minute you pick up the phone and dial the number. So there's no way.
That's where, you know, she should have just blamed you, you know, call them up and say, my stupid son. And they, you know, I did find this one thing where they were basically crediting people because it's one of those things where,
you know, you're not aware of how the time can pass. You know, you should be, I can't, you know, like it actually matters. You should be checking your clock. You should be hitting a stopwatch when you call these people because they will keep you on the line no matter what.
Well, here's a psychic reading phone commercial just to give people an idea of what you're talking about. You control your own destiny. Can you touch the forces of the beyond? Take a trip to a
$1-900-250-5555. $2 for each minute.
Now, this sounds a little bit like the beginning of my other podcast on the Odd. But, this didn't totally stop you, though, David, from calling other hotlines, right?
Well, no, I called the, okay, you'll appreciate this. Jackie the Joke Man Martling had he had a 900 number.
Yeah.
And the call did not last beyond, I think, a minute.
Jerky's
and he would just tell he would do a whole string of really smutty jokes. But and again, they repeated them over and over again that day. So it was like one call per day if you wanted to.
Oh my God.
But, you know, I mean, it's just kind of randy, saucy stuff. That's all. Really quick. Sometimes he wasn't because, I don't know, he's not terribly legible over the phone half the time. Fast and telling these jokes. And if you got like two or three of them, you got your money's worth. But he was very fast. And it was capped. So it would
For the Jackie hotline.
I can't find it.
Jackie Martling, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and you may have seen me from the Howard Stern Show, and I'm going to do this thing, and you know, it's like there was a commercial, definitely, and it was off color, and it was a couple of adult language, some adult language in it, but
balls.
It
wasn't. But yeah, I mean, I remember they used to rib him a lot on the Howard Stern Show.
Yes, dial an insult. I remember that.
Yeah, it was very. Oh, dial it. Is that his thing? Dial an insult?
I don't know if it's dial an insult.
No, that's not him. I'm just.
You know what? I may as well play though.
This commercial is disturbing in many ways.
I'm going to play it.
This is dial an insult. This is dial an insult. Call 1-900-2-INSULT. Dial an insult. Are you having a bad day? It's about to get worse. There's a guy called Sultan who's waiting to cry. When you dial out, he's gonna cut you down. Gonna let you know that you're nothing but a clown. Oh, get him, Sultan. $1 for that, $2. Fast minute, kids, get permission. 1-900-2-INSULT. Call now and you'll never be the same again.
Oh my God.
I've seen this guy in my nightmares, I swear.
Dial an insult. Who thought of that? That's a tough one.
Dial an insult.
So I'm gonna play this newscast that was basically talking about teen chat lines. This is from sometime in the late 80s. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but up until you get the gist of it.
Talk to me.
The commercials are bombarding America's youth, hyping the nation's newest craze, live party lines.
Excuse me, everybody. Two people just joined your conference. Say hi.
Where anyone can dial up to chat with as many as 9 teenagers on the same line. But the talk is not cheap.
95 cents per minute.
You know, I mean, I wanted to kill her. And then my next reaction is, no, my husband's going to kill her.
In Chicago, Sharon Kroll's 15-year-old daughter Angie got so addicted to one teen talk line, she ran up an $850 bill in 1 month. when in Columbus, Ohio, Rick Carter's chapline habit cost his mother $2,600.
I knew it was 88 cents a minute, but I didn't know it would accumulate to the amount that did.
And neither did the children of more than 100 Illinois families who've organized a protest against paying huge party line bills.
I got my January the 10th bill. It was $2,281.98.
Excuse me, callers. I'm here to remind you the price again. It's 20 cents the first minute and...
While some chat lines employ monitors to remind callers of the cost, there's growing concern this $250 million-a-year industry invites abuse and exploits teenagers who love to talk but don't have to pay the bills.
It's probably the greatest money-making scheme you can get, but I just think that the potential for problems with kids is unbelievable.
What do you say we all get together?
Well, why don't you call the same time tomorrow on the party line?
Chat lines account for an enormous share of the 40 million callers each month who dial the 900 or 976 prefix. Nationwide, the network of such numbers has nearly doubled the past year to more than 3,000.
We think, you know, it does represent good value when you compare it, say, to other sources of entertainment, because that's the business we're in, entertainment on the telephone.
As the controversy flares, lawmakers in 31 states are seeking tougher controls against message lines, while phone companies in those states are offering to block access to the numbers on request. Still others are writing off many chat line bills if customers complain.
If a parent is surprised by a bill run up by a child, we'll make a one-time adjustment.
After that, parents must pay the price in the high-tech touch-tone world of teen talk lines, where 90 cents a minute quickly adds up to an eternity.
So it's pretty crazy, right? I mean, clearly this is, you see the writing on the wall of how bad of an idea this was. And how
well,
great
of
an idea,
depending on how you look at
yeah.
it.
Well, yeah, I got to wonder how much money was made. At its peak, somebody said something about it. At its peak, how much money was being made?
Oh, I didn't
at
catch
the time.
That.
I got to think it's multi-million dollar.
Yeah, I mean, considering that eventually celebrities got into this thing,
yeah,
and they were making profits. You know, Corey was getting money from that. Who else did I?
Well,
you know,
I have
Kiss,
a couple
I
here.
Think was getting...
Yeah, Kiss is here. I'm gonna
Warrant.
Play you know what? I'm going to go through some celebrities who saw the money and wanted to grab their own fair share. Here we go. Oh, no, this is the crying. This is actually pretty interesting.
I like that one.
This is one of my favorite ones.
It just shows they had a phone number for everything.
It's like a magazine, you know? It's, like, strange.
What makes people all over America break down and cry like this? Call 1-900-9099-CRY and hear it for yourself. $2 for the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute. If you're under 18, ask your parents before you call. 1-900-9099-CRY.
Dial an insult.
That's so weird. That is so bizarre, so disturbing.
It really is. It is completely one of the... I mean, I just can't imagine being so lonely that you need to turn to strangers to cry to.
Well, did you see those people in the commercial? They looked very, very sad and pathetic.
Yeah, you're right. But here's the Kiss one. This is
09 Kiss, and we'll tell you about our new album, Smashes, Thrashes, and Hits, and all kinds of other stuff.
And me, Gene Simmons, and right now I want to put on my disc jockey voice. Kiss fans and rock and rollers, don't miss this opportunity. Listen, you guys, it's only going to cost you $2 the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute. So
you dial the Kiss hotline now. Yes. It's your front row ticket to Kiss. It's like being at the show. Kids, get your parents' permission before you call us.
So it's Christmas Eve, Headbangers Ball.
Let's put the X in sex, kids.
Oh my God.
Right? Was Gene talking about his conquests that week or what?
Yeah.
Hey, kids, I'm going to tell you about Diana Ross. I did Diana while I was dating Cher.
Oh, Cher. But, Even this guy from Law & Order got into it.
Your new official Ice-T phone line.
This is Ice-T, and I'm just cooling out waiting on you to call me on the Ice hotline.
Here's your chance to connect killer. To Ice-T. Call 1-900-909-1100. Push that button. Dial it now.
Come on, call me up and chill out with me on the phone for a few minutes.
$2 the first minute, 45 cents each extra minute. Be sure to ask your parents' permission. It's Dev, the new Ice-T phone line.
Yo, make that call.
Call 1-900-909-1100. Ice-T is waiting now.
It's Dev.
New Jack Hustler. He's a cop killer.
It's Dev.
Kids, get your parents' permission. I love that. And what's somebody say? Kids, get your parents' permission.
The Little Monsters movie is about to begin. But before it does, I'm going to fill you in. Want to win some super prizes when you're not alone? Because the voice is close as your telephone. Dial M for Monsters. 95 cents a minute for a game so red. But before you call in, check with Mom and Dad. Super Teen or Teen Machine.
Or that old loud mouth magazine.
They got the scoop. They'll tell you more.
Or check out the display
at your video store.
Check it out. Go ahead. Check it out. Go ahead.
Oh my, I can't do it anymore. That is.
What does that go on for another 2 minutes? Jeez.
And it's weird because, you know, in that one, they're giving away t-shirts and little pinball machine games and bizarre. There's so many. We even have Knight Rider involved.
Cool. Really?
Yeah.
About a new car? And check out 1985's Car of the Year. This year, Kit has more amazing features and more incredible powers than ever. And September 30th, you can see them all.
I can't wait.
If you can't wait, call 1-900-210-KITT and find out more.
Michael?
Easy, buddy.
I called this one.
Oh, wow.
No, I just want to admit it. I did call this one. I remember hearing that he had laser restraint seatbelts, and all of his features, like, cause I think, you know, they were upgrading Kit. Unbelievable. Like what idiot I was. Like,
yeah. What year was that? Because
85, I was 12.
Yeah. That's really early in this, in this thing. Cause I thought they started like 86 or so.
Knight Rider TV show lasted from 82 to 86.
Yeah, no, but I was thinking like the 900 numbers didn't start until, you know, 86, 87, like the late 80s.
No,
but that was like 85. Around.
Yeah, that one was 85. No.
Yeah, I guess where that dial-a-joke thing that I did was 83.
Wow. Were they that early? What?
But it was a 976 number. It wasn't a 1-900. 900 didn't start until that time.
So even He-Man got into the
Yes. Oh God, there's something bizarre about that commercial.
Call She-Ra and me at 1-900-909-2233.
We'll journey to distant worlds, explore the universe,
and probably battle Skeletor along the way, huh?
Probably, Orko. There's a new adventure every day. We'll also tell you how to get an action figure or this colorful poster. Get your parents' permission and call 1-900-909-2233.
I have a power!
Why does Orko sound like he's in another room yelling?
I wonder if
and
those
probably found a Skeletor along the way.
Were those the actual voices?
Oh, sorry. What?
I was wondering if that was the actual He-Man voices, like from the TV show.
Yeah, I think so.
I guess so. I would hope so.
I don't think it would be that hard to get those guys. I mean. Well,
true,
you know, maybe
true.
Not. You know, I mean, I would imagine that the commercial's done by the real people, but I don't know. I wonder if, very strange, very strange. So, I'm sorry, I'm just kind of going through all of these. So, we also have New Kids on the Block, which was a sensation. That was early 90s, I believe, or late 80s.
Yeah, is, so these, this is the one with Wahlberg in it, right? One of the Wahlbergs?
I'll tell you in a minute. I'm not sure.
I think it was Donnie. Donnie Wahlberg was
right.
In,
it's the Donnie. It's the Marky Blue Marks Bloods one, Marky. Right?
o'clock. Now send someone you know a pre-recorded birthday, holiday, or funny greeting from the New Kids on the Block. Call 1-900-230-6100 and send your friends and relatives a present they'll never forget. Send them a New Kids on the Block birthday, holiday, or funny telephone greeting. Only $2.99 per minute. That's 1-900-230-6100. Kids, remember to get permission before calling.
So this is a different kind of service. This is where you could actually have them call other people.
Yes, and they probably would, too. They probably have enough free time. These musical acts or something, like Paula Abdul, you had Warrant, mm-hmm. the band Warrant. You had Tiffany.
Yeah, we have Warrant right here. Chris sent it over. Where is that? I have it here somewhere. Yeah, there is a Tiffany one as well, which is not the most attractive sounding girl, I thought.
But they the thing is, what do they promise you in these advertisements? They promise to give you their personal number, right? So get that number and then you call and leave a message for them or something?
Look, Corey was giving out his personal line. That's what he was saying.
Personal phone number, yes. Like, I need you to call me while I'm trying to make spaghetti. You know?
Are you calling him a liar is what I'm wondering.
I want to know who is picking up that phone.
Corey would give out his personal number if you had drugs.
It's probably like, call back and maybe he'll call you. Maybe.
Ask me if I'm a good kisser.
I have to keep looking for that one, but here's the Paul Abdul commercial.
Audio Entertainment presents pop music's new sensation, Paula Abdul. Straight up, now tell me, is it
gonna be? Call me, I've got news you can use.
Straight up, she's gonna tell you everything. Call 1-900-909-1800 now.
Call me twice, then I'll send you an autographed picture.
You and Paula together. Just $2 the first minute, 45 cents each extra minute. Kids, ask your parents' permission. Paula's on a rocket to stardom.
Call me now and find out why.
Pick up the phone. Call 1-900-909-1800.
Call me now.
So for $4, you can get an autographed photo?
That's not bad.
I wonder, though.
How they got your address, though.
Yeah, it's like, you know how many scams, just being thrown around at this point? Holy cow. Well, here's another chat line. This is kind of fun to listen to. Might be visual.
1-9-7-6 GABB. 1-9-7-6 GABB.
Hold the gab line. It's a party line. Call now.
1-9-7-6 GABB.
1-9-7-6 GABB. Oh my god.
That, you know, that's very similar to the psychology of the jingle. If you repeat it over and over again, give it a nice, catchy melody, you'll find yourself, like, singing this song all day.
Mm-hmm.
I've already got it in my head. 1-9-7-6.
Don't dial it, David. Don't dial it.
1-9-7-6.
All right. Here's a dating one.
I've been waiting. Waiting to hear from you. Sometimes if you're lonely, confused, or just need a friend, I'll be here. A woman's thoughts, feelings, ideas. A woman's caring. Call me now. There's no reason I can think of why you shouldn't. Can you? $4.99 per minute. Adults only.
$4.99 a minute.
Holy cow.
Not for the first minute, but every minute. So it's $25 in 5 minutes.
She better be good.
You caught the tail end of a classic commercial. Cy Sperling. Remember him?
Yeah, cut off right then and there.
That was something we didn't talk about. I can't believe I forgot to mention.
Cy Sperling.
President of Hair Club for Men. He's not only the president, but he's also a client.
Here we go. Here's Jessica Hahn, who I have my own personal story about.
Oh, Jessica Hahn. Wait. Somebody refresh my memory.
She slept with somebody.
My father hired her for to work in as an assistant bookkeeper for a church that he used to be the accountant for. And that's how she got involved into this whole thing. My father actually was the first person to hire her.
Oh, okay. Wow. She was
Jim Baker guy. Yeah.
She accused televangelist Jim Baker of rape while she was employed as a church secretary. She frequently appeared on the Howard Stern Show.
Yeah.
And she had crazy 80s hair.
Yeah. And she even had one.
Would you like to hear women confessing their deepest, darkest secrets?
Yes.
Women's secret confessions, all real, all true.
Sometimes there are things we just have to get off our chests.
Women's secret confessions, yeah, what their best friends don't even know.
Listen to women baring their souls.
Call 1-900-909-1133, $1.95 a minute. Adults only, please.
Call now and don't miss a delicious word.
I think that announcer was the Tales from the Dark Side guy. I'm telling you.
It's awesome.
I think it was fun. Even DJ Jazzy Jeff and a Fresh Prince got into this. This had to be, what, 1989? I'm sure it's going to be awful.
Hey, y'all, my name is the Prince.
Stop whatever you're doing.
Go ahead and listen to this.
Look, we don't mean to bust your bubble,
but girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. The girls, if your boyfriend's a jerk, here's what you do.
Just pick up the phone. We got advice for you.
So wanna rock the house, there's still time left to dial 1-900-9-JEFF.
$2 the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute. Children, get your parents' permission before you dial.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear a little bit of...
I was going to say, does every DJ Jazzy Jeff song sound alike? Because that almost sounded like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, they just basically throw in another sample. Like, that was the I Dream a Genie sample.
Yeah, I Dream a Genie. That's what I was hearing.
Hmm. It's amazing. To build a career off of basic samples. You know, it's incredible.
Well, they died after Dougie Fresh.
Now, Chris, you sent over a 900 number news story from Entertainment Tonight. So I was going to play that. Is that worth it? Is that good?
It is, because it talks about another kid who had an addiction to the Quarry line.
Oh, no. Really? Oh, my God. I got to hear this.
Not long ago, parents thought of the X rating when the subject of 900 telephone calls arose. But now the sex-related aspect of the calls appears to be on the wane.
Somebody say sex?
And new services offering entertainment information are gaining in popularity. Dialing 900, our inside story for today.
Nice kiss.
976 or 900 to most people may mean either dial a porn of the X-rated variety or those dating or party lines advertised late at night.
We got Mickey, we got Judy, we got Crystal.
However, legislation has restricted much of the objectionable so-called phone sex, and the novelty has worn off, so say the phone companies.
The number of programs are down about 30%, and revenues are down 50%.
But if 900 has become less sex, it's become more of everything else. This is a recording session for a 900 number which brings callers up to speed on the CBS network soap operas.
Will Sweet Vic Willie get there in time? Find out
today. 900 puts you in touch with Freddy Krueger. It brings you news from the world of professional wrestling. It'll even keep track of Elvis for you. The editor of a publication which monitors the 900 industry says by now nothing surprises her.
I was hearing some of the most outlandish, wonderful UFO sighting lines and hypnosis by phone, and it's on a tape.
Today, companies which call themselves information providers are scrambling for the next way to entice the public to spend a few dollars and dial 900. Not surprisingly, the hottest lines belong to the stars.
Yo, this is Prince.
Yo, this is Jeff.
Rappers DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince stand to make a handsome profit from their 900 line, as does Al B. Sure and teen idol Corey Haim.
I think I'm a good kisser. Oh, I think.
But everybody is in love with 900.
Just the thought of a 900 number, you know, that really makes me feel guilty and low.
Angela Kovac of Phoenix, Arizona, thought it would be fun to call Corey Haim's 900 number once. It didn't work out that way.
Kisser. No. Called a lot more. About 216 times.
The final tab for Angela's repeated calls to Corey's line? More than $570 in a single month. And beyond the bill, Angela's mother saw a transformation in her daughter after a steady diet of the wisdom of Corey Haim.
She would wear only the colors that he liked. She wanted to use Sun In hair product to lighten her hair.
She said Sun In.
I use that, I confess.
I've sprayed it in my hair a few times.
The food, she wanted to eat Chinese food because that was his favorite. She wanted a waterbed because that's what he had, a waterbed.
I do get a lot of calls. It's wonderful, man. It's an honor to have. I hope the influence as well as the recognition.
I didn't know that he was getting all this money for it. And, you know, it doesn't seem like that many calls, but it is.
Haynes Hotline is not currently active. One which is connects callers to a recorded message from New Kids on the Block.
Push 1 if you'd like to listen in on the New Kids on the Block talking bulletin board.
But their line has spawned unauthorized rip-off lines and a flurry of lawsuits this week filed by New Kids on the Block against their imitators. Regardless of the outcome, 900 is undeniably the new kid on the home entertainment block. A 900 number for viewers of NBC's game show Scrabble yielded more than 1 million calls.
It's explosive at this point. It's almost hard for us to track how well it's doing.
By the way, any way you dial it, the 900 business is growing. Experts say by 1992, it will be a $2 billion a year industry.
Oh, my God. That's...
There you go.
That $2 billion. Nuts.
Thanks to Corey's line.
Did they say by 1995?
92.
Oh, 1992. Okay.
By the way, this should bring you back some memories, Chris.
Don't wait for the sun to lighten your hair. The summer might end before the highlights are there. Get natural looking highlights as soon as tonight. Let a little sun in, do your hair right. Let's channel the softness, a super for flair. A new natural lemon puts sun in your hair. A little spritz does it, the sun does the rest. For natural looking summer hair, sun in's the best. Don't wait for the sun to get your hair bright. Get natural looking highlights as soon as tonight. Put sun in your hair, do your hair right.
Yeah, right.
Look, the shit works, man. Female, what can I say?
A female rapper. It's not something you normally hear about. That is. Now, we're on the topic of, you know, porn lines and sex lines. So here's a couple. I kind of blast through them.
Feeling naughty? Pick up the phone and dial 1-900-HOT-HOT and listen closely.
Wow, it's like I'm in the room with them.
Every breath is so full of passion and experience.
Listen to hot, steamy sex from the people who love you the most. Your parents. You can even give feedback or words of encouragement.
Try a little to the left, Dad.
Come on, you can spank Mom harder than that.
Finish her!
What? Mom, you're such a freak.
What?
Call 1-900-832-8322. $2 for the first minute and 35 cents for each additional minute. Adults only.
Now I know where I get it from.
Oh my God. Wow, that was awesome.
You see the guy basically jumping up and down at the end, like jerking off. It's
finish her?
Finish her, he said. Listen! Finish her!
Can you believe in the time since that commercial feeling to now?
Whoops.
What? we have gone to
full out porn,
like VR porn.
Yeah.
Okay. There is VR porn out there.
Yeah.
And I want to try it. I'm just curious to see how VR-y it really is.
Cheapest way I can get involved at all. Yeah. Here's some sleazy mid '90s phone ads.
Ride it while it's still hot. If that's how you like it.
You hear Motley Crue?
We love to ride, don't you? Jump into the fast lane now. Call me at 1-800-HOT-ROD. Riding is much more fun together. Call me at 1-800-HOT-ROD. For adults only.
Got a little bit of a story for you guys
all right.
Involving that. I was curious, of course. I want to say 1990, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 1990. Called a number, one of these adults-only sex line things.
1-900 hot chicks.
Okay, it wasn't anything. You're not having what I called was it was not a party line. It was not any kind of a line where you're talking to anybody. It was a pre-recorded message. It was a woman basically pretending to get off or something like that, and she's going into detail about what she's doing, and it doesn't really last that long. I mean, it's like about a minute or less than a minute. That was it. And once again, I called the number again to see if there was another recording, and there wasn't. It was just the same recording.
Psych.
So around the block from where I used to live, I had a friend, this guy Richie, and I'm forgetting his Yanata, maybe? Anyway, I forget his last name. So when we were at his house, I talked him into calling one of these numbers because I'm not going to call from my house. You know? And and to call one of these things, but with the live operator, you know? And we're basically 10 or 11 years old. I have no idea. Maybe even 12. And we have no idea what she's even talking about. She's just like, we're trying to talk it all like kind of deep, you know? And it's just the most ridiculous, uncomfortable thing ever.
Well, the good side, the good part of it is that when it shows up on your bill, it doesn't really go into any detail. It's kind of like the equivalent of a brown bag over a magazine. It just shows you the name of the company that. So
well, he got in trouble for that. So they found out exactly.
Well, you look at the bill and it's like there's an extra charge of $4.95 or something like that, or $10, and it's like, you know, some Audio Communications Incorporated or something, Multimedia Incorporated,
right?
And you're like, what the hell is this? Did you call this number? And then you call the number and you find out what it is.
So here's sex operator commercials, which always sounds funny. I know
what a real man wants. I know you're doing something desires.
Saxophone.
I know your secrets. I know your innermost fantasies. I know you want to call me. Just do it. Call me now. And let me make you feel like a real man. Call toll-free adults only. Hot. Call me now.
800-755.
You
guys
sweating over here. Just you and me. 800-755.
Is that a sitar or guitar?
Call
me now. Adults
only. It sounds like a Kurzweil synthesizer that samples.
Yeah, I don't think they could afford a sitar.
It's one of those guitar sitar things. I forget what they're called. They're like guitar. A guitar with a built-in sitar.
Only $3.99 per minute.
Hi, I know you're watching TV right now, but there's a new way, a completely different way to meet a girl just like me over the phone. Just think, if you're 18 or older, girls are waiting 24 hours a day to talk to guys like you. We can talk about sports, music, work, life.
Got those?
So call now. Oh, and don't forget the 4-digit extension number.
She's getting a call right now. It's crazy, dude. We have a bunch of other ones to go through. So, what do you think is next? WrestleMania? I mean, they jumped right into this in around 1992.
Oh, man, it's not surprising they did.
It's not pretty either.
Remember this phone number, 1-900-909-WWF-8. If you call right now, you'll get exclusive WrestleMania 8 interviews straight from Hulk Hogan, Macho Man Randy Savage, Ric Flair, and other superstars. You'll also hear updates and results from the greatest WWF event in history. Cost of the call, $1.49 for the first minute, 99 cents for each additional minute. Kids, ask your parents' permission before calling.
Don't delay. Call the WrestleMania 8 hotline right now, Hulkamaniacs.
You know, $1.50, you know, especially back then, was a lot more money. So I just think it's kind of weird. Like, even now, I'll go to buy an app, you know, and it's 99 cents. I'm giving it some serious thought. And it's like, what the hell am I waiting? It's like, just buy the thing. It's a dollar. But back then, we're talking, you know, this is like 30 years ago, 30 plus years ago. And for whatever reason, you know, it's like $1.50 and 99 cents for each additional minute. I don't know. I feel as though we are more careful with our money now, even though we subscribe to everything and we don't really own anything.
Possibly.
I don't know. What do you think? I mean, it just seems so reckless, these things.
Well, everything seemed to cost a lot more money back then when you wanted to buy, you know, a television or a VCR,
call
some piece
distance,
of electronics.
Yeah.
You had long-distance phone calls, you know, everything. And because, I guess, because everything becomes more mass-produced and it's a bigger world with a lot more manufacturing, then prices go down. But that, unfortunately, has this side effect of when things break down, we tend to throw them out now. Haven't you noticed?
Yeah.
When we had a TV, like, back in the 80s, it cost, like, $900. And if it broke, you call the TV repairman to come over and fix it.
But, you know, I bought my first HD TV 10 years ago, right? My son was like 6 months old, and I'm like, you know what? I want a TV. You know, like, he deserves HD. And I went and I bought it, and we still have it. It still works beautiful. It's a 42-inch TV, and I think at the time it cost $850, which is a little bit high, but it was at the time when the prices were kind of coming down. So, I mean, I think there are some things out there that do last. You know, that's, you know, 10 years for a TV is pretty good, especially with the fact that it still works fine. And technology-wise, it's, you know, it's 1080p. It's completely perfectly fine to use. You know,
yeah.
There's no reason to not use it.
Also, they're a lot less clunky and a lot less heavy now.
Well, that one, yeah, that TV weighs like four times with the ones that we have around now. But so I did want to play. I have a couple commercials that are not they're a little bit related, but it basically I think that these 900 commercials were like the beginning of online type of social media in a lot of ways. Especially the teen chat things, where people wanted to reach out to each other in a lot of ways. So here's another couple of examples of the beginning of social interaction or digital social interaction.
Every day, America Online is making it easier for people to live, work, and play.
Hey, Dan, ready for the game? I'm just finishing up here with my new kayaking friends.
Kayaking friends on your computer?
Yeah, I just got America Online.
Sounds great. Listen, I can't go to the game today.
What?
I've got to send something for my mom's birthday. It's tomorrow. I'll then book plane tickets for our trip next week, and my kids got to go to the library to look up dinosaurs.
Fucking kids, right?
Hey, we can take care of all that before we go.
Yeah, right.
Oh, with America Online.
America Online can do all that?
Yeah. How about sending your mom some nice flowers? All you do is click on Marketplace. We place an order.
Call now for America Online. A new way to use your computer to communicate, have fun, and get instant news and information.
Flowers are sent. Now let's access the online travel service.
How long have you had this?
About a week. And it's so easy. All you do is point and click.
But how does it work?
All you need is a computer and a regular phone line. They send you the software and give you 10 free hours to check it out.
Call now for your free America Online Startup Kit and get free software and 10 free online hours.
Wow. And then I think it was like, what, $5.95 per hour after that? Which is pretty crazy. I had earlier versions of this stuff, but this was one of the earlier companies I used. I don't know if you guys were into online stuff so early. But
did you get a computer recently? Well, congratulations. You can now join hundreds of thousands who discovered Prodigy, a service that has hundreds of practical uses, hundreds of things to enjoy. Connect Prodigy to your computer and get stock quotes almost as fast as a broker. Play educational games. Get sports scores faster than on TV. Shop at home. Discover all you can do for just $9.95 a month on Prodigy. Finally, what the PC was invented for. See it at a dealer near you.
Ironically, they show as an example of online shopping Sears, and which is now basically folding. But
yeah,
it's kind of interesting. So, what else do we have here?
Hang on, I got a question.
I wanted to ask you guys, what were your first online services?
Oh, America Online for me, definitely.
Oh, okay. What about you, Chris?
What do you mean online services?
Like, were you on AOL first at home? Like, when you got when did you first get a computer at home and get the, you know, online at home?
Oh, shit. Sometime, let's see, I was in an apartment on 6th Avenue, so that was like 98.
Oh, so okay, you were not late late, but I mean you were just kind of waiting for those prices to drop.
Yep, as I do everything.
That's around the time I met you.
Right, so that was about the Scholastic period, yes. Okay,
well, go into Scholastic and you get access to actual high-speed internet. Somewhat high-speed. Not compared to now, but...
Well, they had these services, America Online, CompuServe, Prodigy, things like that.
Hmm. Oh, sorry, David, TV. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to ask if with what happened with Sears and what happened to a lot of these bigger stores, is this the end of like actual
bricks and mortar?
No, yeah, I think brick and mortar.
I did all my Christmas shopping on Amazon. It was a couple of clicks. It's easy. It's cheap. You know, I'm not doing a commercial for Amazon, but I'm just saying, you know, if I had the choice, I'd rather stay at home. Black Friday and all that. It's a nightmare. And yeah, it's not just the shop, you know?
It's the traffic to get there, the lines at the registers.
Yeah.
There are no deals in the stores anymore. Fuck them. They can go to hell.
Now, normally we have BJ's and Costco. Costco we would pay for, and BJ's we got for free through Betsy's mom. Now, we would pay for Costco, and this year, you know, it kind of came up, and I was like, you know what, $60, what do we buy here? Like, everything we buy elsewhere. You know, it's not like we need a gallon of mayonnaise. You know, it's like, I don't know. You know, basically we buy toilet paper and paper towels every couple months, you know?
Let me ask you this. So I am going to need a refrigerator soon. Where do I go and get that if Sears closes?
Well, we have a Best Buy around the corner.
Yeah, but they don't – do they come and install it, and do you trust them?
You pay a little extra, you know, $50 for delivery. They'll tow away the old one, that kind of thing. I do believe that if you're going to get stuff like that, yeah. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous for UPS to deliver a refrigerator to your house.
But at the same time, you can order a full-blown refrigerator or oven or dishwasher from Amazon.
Right, but then I got to put it in myself. I don't know how to do that. That's why Sears was good. You know, I appreciated Sears for their appliances and stuff.
But you could still hire somebody for a nominal fee.
Yeah, but Sears sort of did it, you know, and you give the guy a 10 or
Well, they're 50. Gone.
I know. That's leaving. What I'm asking. Like, where do I go now to get a refrigerator?
Well, again, I hate to keep pointing my fingers to Amazon, but Amazon also offers a service where they will put you in touch with people to do an installation, and it will be billed through Amazon.
I've started to notice that.
They do connect you with?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If you want it professionally installed, you just click on it. It's an extra fee.
And they actually charge you. They'll be like, it's $75 for installation. You know, and it'll be, this is the person that'll come to your house and all that kind of stuff.
But, there are certain things I need to do. I need to be there in person. I need to see. Like, if we need a new couch, there's a Raymour and Flanagan a couple of blocks down. Go over there, check it out. Or, you know, I could just look at it, go online and order and get everything. Because everything is online now. It's all buying things very quickly.
Some things we need to have a tangible connection to.
Yes.
Like couches and, you know, chairs and stuff. But at the same time, I do think that Amazon, with its expansions, which are happening dramatically in front of us right this instant, and, you know, it's like, I don't know if you even thought about this, David, but I mean, are you going to stick around? Are you thinking about, you know, getting out of the area when HQ2? Because I don't know when they're opening exactly. But,
I love Astoria. I mean, I lived in Astoria for most of my life here in New York.
Sites on Astoria.
I love this part of New York and Queens, and it's just a wonderful place, and it's safe, and all the schools are nearby, and my daughter loves it here. Where they're going to Long Island City, mm-hmm. a little bit closer to the river, which is all just a bunch of abandoned warehouses anyway. So, you know, they might be able to spruce up the neighborhood. I know that the economy can go south very quickly when Amazon is in your neighborhood, like what happened in Seattle and things like that. But
what do you mean south? I mean, the property values are through the roof in Seattle.
The property values in New York are always through the roof. I mean, it's ridiculous. And it's not even worth it. It just happens to be in a great location that's close to the city. So you can get to the city anytime you want. But if you price yourself, it's not going to work here in New York, I don't think.
I don't know if I agree with you. I think it's – well, I mean, HQ2 is also not – this isn't a warehouse that they're opening. You know, they're bringing upwards of 75,000 extremely high-paying jobs. These are going to be the big
But the thing is, New York City is already a high-priced area, and there's plenty of places to live.
That's what I mean. You know? So they're not going to stay in Brooklyn. They're not going to go to Manhattan. They're going to go to places like Astoria and Long Island. My property value went up, I think it's 15% since they made this announcement. And I see it like immediately people are, you know, it's like crazy. And I think it's going to change the entire ecosystem over the course of the next 10 years.
I think if it changes anything, it's going to change parts of Upper Brooklyn, like Williamsburg and Greenpoint. Those are the places where I think a lot of those people might actually move.
I hope my value goes up and up and up, of course. But in 10 years, I'm out. I'm way out.
Where
would you go?
North and south. That's kind of the plan. We want to have a place in Pennsylvania. We want to have a place in like either Virginia or Florida.
Oh, okay.
That's it. So we're Jewish. We gotta live in Florida. What about you? Are you gonna, you know, swing back to New York and grab some property before it becomes prohibitively expensive?
It's already prohibitively expensive. Yeah, I
bought the last affordable piece of property in New York State. I got it. You know, but yeah, I think HQ2 is going to totally change New York in so many ways. I think it's a good thing. But I also see Amazon opening up brick-and-mortar stores so people can actually see merchandise.
There are a few Amazon stores. There's one near me. And, you know, I went there for the books because I thought they'd have, like, a selection. And it's shit.
Yeah.
It's a bookstore. It's an Amazon bookstore, but it's shit.
Right.
It's like the selection is terrible.
I don't think they've figured out exactly what is needed. And, you know, I'm sure they will. I'm not looking forward to drones over my head. That's one thing. I'm really not.
Yeah, I can't
imagine that's really going to happen.
They're already doing it.
People will die.
They have drones in other parts of the country.
They do? Like, yeah. Like really delivering stuff?
I'm pretty sure, right, David?
I've heard reports, but I haven't heard of it happening around here.
No, not around here.
Because it would scare people, you know. I mean, it would scare people. It would freak them out. We're still living post 9/11, of course, and it's not something you want to see in the air.
Yeah,
it's true. So we still have you know what? This one will get us out of our stuck in Amazon world. This is depressed. One of the best commercials here.
Audio Entertainment presents Warren.
Yeah, we like to rock and roll. We like to do a lot of other things, too.
Call the Warren Rock Line.
We'll give you the warm, hard facts on our personal lives. Our fans always come first.
Just $2 the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute. Kids ask your parents' permission. You'll get the latest on tours, videos.
And what town we grew up last.
Call and hear a new message every day and learn how you can leave your personal message for Warren.
Or anything else you've got on your mind.
Call us and find out what goes on behind tour bus doors.
Oh, my God.
Were they any good?
I
don't know them. I don't know them. So
I saw them perform. They opened up for somebody. I don't know who.
I think they roughly sold about 3 million albums of their catalog before Jeannie Lane died. And
I was going to ask, are they still around? I guess not.
No, Jeannie Lane is not. I'm surprised the new Monkees didn't have a 976 number.
You know who I thought would have a 900 number but doesn't? Do you guys remember that public access chick, Robin Bird? I would have thought she would have had one.
No. It costs money to have these things. So.
I guess so.
I think that was part of the problem, too. So yeah, we also have this Hulk Hogan hotline, which I should have played before, but let's check it out.
Hey dudes, the Hulk is running wild on WCW, and I want to tell you all about it right now.
Call the Hulk Hogan hotline at 1-900-737-HULK.
It's got eight incredible options, like Beat the Hulk, Hulk Trivia, and one of my great Hulk messages. There's always something new on the Hulk Hogan hotline.
Call now at 1-900-737-HULK. Calls cost $1.49 per minute. Kids get parents' permission. Charges will appear on parents' phone bill.
That's your threat.
I just sent you one for Captain Lou Albano. He was always a better personality than than Hulk.
Here we go.
Call Hot Hints.
No, that's Hot Hints. That's a video game one. That one's good too.
It's up. It's up a little bit.
I see it.
I'm Captain Lou, and I'm talking to you about the world of pro wrestling. Call me. I'm telling you. This number's for you, you, you. Mom, you raised a great son.
There'll be no more calls for you, Lou. My boys and I are taking you in. Get it.
I'm out. I got a right to make one phone call, and so do you.
If you call now, you could be randomly selected to be eligible to have a live conversation with Captain Lou. Call the Lou Albano Wrestling Hotline. Available until further notice or a hearing. $1.50 for the first minute, 35 cents each additional minute.
It's like a Mad TV sketch. So weird.
I was wondering that one that you started to play the game hints. Yeah, like, what games were there? This. What games were there that you had to learn how to play?
David, do you remember this? I remember there being like you can get special codes. Like, you know, if you have Contra, for instance, or Mike Tyson's Punch Out, you could put in a code. And go
Mike
to the
Tyson's Punch.
And you could go to like Mike Tyson, or you go to like you can pick up where you left off by putting in a special code.
Well, yeah, I do remember,
right?
Yeah.
Here's a call Hot Hints for the best Nintendo strategies.
Oh, I give up.
Don't give up. Call 1-900 Hot Hints and supercharge your game.
Cool. I can select all my favorite games.
There's hundreds of action-packed hints full of secret passwords on all the latest Nintendo games.
Hot Hints is fast, fun, and it's $1.65 a minute. Now I have the power.
Ask your parents before calling.
Oh my God.
That's worth a sound effect. Here you go.
Exactly. It's like the Nintendo cost, I think. How much was Nintendo when it first came out? You remember, David?
I want to say between $100 and $200.
I'm just kind of curious. I'm betting $199. The basic set retailed at $89.99 with no game, or $99 with Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, okay.
The action set was $150.
You're talking about the first Nintendo system with the really big cartridge?
The NES, yeah, with the push-down cartridge.
Right, yeah. The Super Nintendo did cost more.
Oh, yeah, let me see. $200.
Luckily, we got our Switch used, so I didn't have
to... Oh, really?
Work out too much.
Get a screen protector.
They didn't want it. They wanted... Then Xbox instead, so they sold it to us only slightly used.
We love it. Xbox is probably the best. I mean, for us, everyone uses the Xbox.
Regan is like a lunatic Zelda fan. She loves playing Zelda.
I love Zelda, yeah.
So she had a Nintendo DS, and then they stopped making it, so...
But you know, how come... you know what? Before I go on, I have the Tiffany commercial.
Ah.
From who? Just say from the one who loves you, baby.
Hi, this is Tiffany, and I'm so excited you can reach me now on my private phone line. Just call 1-900-909-TIFF. I have so many things I'd like to tell you. You're my friend, so call me. That's 1-900-909-TIFF. And if you're one of my lucky callers, you'll get to talk to me live, one-on-one. Remember my number, 1-900-909-TIFF. Under 18, get permission before calling. $2 first minute, 45 cents each additional minute. Call me, okay?
Clean those heads.
You know who called that number a lot.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I just watched that with my wife about a week ago.
Oh,
because it was on. it's on Prime. So I'm like, have you ever seen this? And so we just watched the whole thing. Totally watchable still. I think We're Alone Now documentary.
Yeah.
Have you seen it, David?
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah, I wrote a review for you guys back when you put it out.
Awesome.
Yeah, is that episode still memory. In our archives?
Yeah, it's still there. It's still
check it out. Check my article.
Slug.
I remember reading it when you first put it up, but I would have to go back. It's so my head is so full of UFOs.
But, well, it was such a well-written article. Send 5 cents my way.
Or call David at 1-900.
Why don't I just set you up with a hotline?
967-DAVE. It's the Dave line. Call me. I'm here all week.
I'm looking for a video game hotline. I'm surprised there's not more of those. Yeah, just Hot Hints. It's amazing. But Hot Hints look like, you know, that was the place to be.
Well, there was something on that list, something on a particular channel on YouTube, a whole bunch of 900 numbers, but there was one I remembered specifically. It was like a group of women. If you want to get in contact with beautiful women or something, call this number.
I remember which one it was.
What the name of it was.
Meanwhile, I'm going to play the MC Hammer commercial.
Let me see if I can find it for you.
Audio Entertainment presents a pumped-up insight to MC Hammer.
Hi, I'm MC Hammer. I'm the 2 million C. Let's get it started. Pump it up and turn this mother out.
Call 1-900-909-MCMC.
Call us on us. Now is the time. You might hear a joke or a couple of rhymes.
Call and hear MC Hammer and learn how to leave your personal message.
Call 1-900-909-MCMC.
$2 the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute. Kids, ask your parents permission.
Call me. Call me. I'm MC Hammer.
Hammer, what you doing?
I'm waiting on calls, baby.
God, it's so weird. Well, here's a couple. There's a couple interesting ones.
Wait, I got an Elvis one.
And here's the party freak. Freddy Freaker. Dancing new sensation. Grabbing the nation. Doing the freak. Call now. 1-900-490-FREAK. Join the party. The fast and easy way. You hear what's scamming from New York to L.A. Call now. 1-900-490-FREAK. What's happening? What's jamming? Party till you drop. Dial and hear the action. What's hot and what's not. Call now.
It's just a dancing claymation character like that I've never seen before. And you're supposed to give him money just so that, for no reason. Oh, you know what we didn't play? The Freddy Krueger thing.
Oh, let's go there.
Yeah. Well, I have to warn, this is actually a 45-minute clip. This is the actual whole phone thing.
It has some video things on it if we want to listen to that.
Yeah. I'm Freddy Krueger, and you're invited to my special get-together. So beware, you may never leave. Dial this number now. I've got some grisly details for you. And if you're one of my lucky callers selected at random, you'll talk to me live while you're awake and safe. So dial this number now if you dare. Talk to me live. Freddy Krueger is waiting just for you.
$2 for the first minute, 35 cents each additional minute.
It's time for another of Freddy Krueger's favorite bedtime stories.
I think this is what would happen when you would call, right?
Right, right.
And this one's a dream, my kind of dream, the kind you don't wake up from. So listen.
When I opened my eyes, I thought I was having a nightmare. I couldn't remember who I was, where I'd been. Suddenly, I was just here, where sulfurous air hung thick in a blood-red haze. And then I noticed the creaking of wood. I was inside a ship of some kind, a hideous slave galley, miles long.
So you see, the quality is total shit. And, it's like you can't understand a word they're saying. But I think it's interesting that somebody had the foresight to actually jump on that. But
that must have been authorized because they had clips from the movies.
Totally.
That voice sounds pretty.
The music.
Like it sounds. Yeah. I mean, so I think that was totally authorized.
Here's one is we learn a lot about a certain dead rock star. This is interesting.
He's not dead.
Maybe. Uh-huh.
Is Elvis alive? Judge for yourself by calling the 900 number on your television screen. Hear what could be the incredible Elvis phone call. Listen to the newest and longest recording ever, just released from the original taped conversation purportedly of Elvis, recorded about 4 years after the 16th of August, 1977. Call 1-900-909-ELVIS. Call now. Experience what may be the most shocking story of our time.
Interestingly, it's an hour long, so you'll never get through without taking out a second mortgage.
Yeah, didn't Ben at Oddity Archive do an episode about this and some kind of a transcript of an interview with Elvis who purportedly was alive?
Oh, no, I don't know.
I don't
follow these things.
David, what was the one you just sent me? Because I'm going to play that one, but it didn't give me a preview.
This is the one I remember. I remember seeing this every night, usually late night, The Love Line.
Oh, all right, here we go.
I want to tell you about a great way to meet new people. It's called The Love Line, and you use it by picking up your phone. When you call, you'll hear real people talking about themselves and what they're looking for in another person. Best of all, you'll get the real names and phone numbers from people who want to hear from you. So no more excuses, okay? Meet someone special. Call The Love Line. I think it'll be really good for you.
Call The Love Line. Dial 1-900-909-4600. $2 the first minute, 45 cents each additional. Adults only, please.
It's a good-looking model.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Probably the That's only why one. I remembered it, I think.
The only one, I mean, and she thinks it'll be good for you.
Yes.
She's really thinking. So here's the Mac in me for a movie that no one liked. And she had a hotline for it.
An alien creature has accidentally landed on Earth. He's lost, frightened, and he needs a friend, somebody just like you. His name is Mac, and you can call him at 1-900-909-4-MAC. Be his friend and share his adventures. And if you call Mac now, he'll send you his poster for free. Ask your parents before you call. $2 first minute, 45 cents each additional minute. Mac and Me, coming March 30th to your favorite video store. Call Mac now, 1-900-909-4-MAC. He's waiting.
Oh, my God.
McDonald's.
He's waiting. What does that mean?
He's waiting for us. He's going to show us things, special things that we can't tell our parents about.
I don't want to see anything that he is the show. But I think we kind of went through the entire list. I just want to double check on this. But, yeah, I think, we have 976 Party, but I almost want to leave that for the end. But yeah, unless you guys have any other ideas, you know, I think it's time to play out the party music.
I wonder which one is that?
You sent it, Chris.
Oh, I did?
It starts a lot like this.
He's here!
Ooh, okay, good.
Everyone, this is Tubbs. Hi, Tubbs. Ooh, he's so...
He's a dog. But, all right, well, guys, I want to thank you so much for getting together for this end-of-year kabam. David,
yes, once again, Happy New Year to everybody.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you guys. David, where can people learn more about you and your work?
Well, you can find me at Frequent Wire and Misadventures in Blissville. Go to blissville.net. Go to our YouTube channel, the Frequent Wire channel, Extreme Cinema. Ship to Ship, a Star Trek podcast, Siskel and Ebert, and all that kind of stuff, and just whatever we feel like talking about.
That's with a certain David Anderson on a number of those things. You know, I did reach out to David to see if he wanted to do any of these, but I don't know. He never read my inquiries. But
He has a drug habit. I'm sure you're all aware of, and he also works because he has to support his drug habit.
There you go.
And he eats a lot of macaroni and cheese.
Wow! Well, to speak to him, please wish him a happy New Year as well. Chris Hassler, where can people learn more about you and what you do?
I'm at VHS Rewind.
Nice.
Yeah. I forgot to tell you guys to call the 1-900-DAVE line. That's 1-900-555-DAVE.
Are you a good kisser?
I've been told I'm a very good kisser. I'm a very good kisser.
Yeah, call 1-900-VHS-TAPE.
Instead of Rain Man, it should be Haim Man.
The first minute's $4.99. It's like, oh my god, who has this kind of money? Especially 30 years ago. But and if you want to learn more about me, VHS Rewind, or well, you know what? You can find everything on VHS Rewind. But thank you very much for listening. I'm going to play us out with the 976 Party. What about 976 Evil? Did you guys ever see that movie?
Is that one that Freddy Krueger directed?
Yep.
Oh, was it? I remember the box art was cool.
Stephen Jeffries from Fright Night is in it.
I remember, I'm pretty sure he calls a 976 number, and then the creature or evil comes after them.
Ah. Right, right.
But only up until the second minute.
Yes.
But again, thank you very much, guys. I'm just going to play this out.
He's here!
Ooh, what's his name?
Everyone, this is Tubbs.
Hi, Tubbs.
Ooh, he's so sexy.
Where'd you meet him?
A 976 Party. Where else?
Do you want to meet new people? Call 976 Party.
It's fun to get together on Tubbs.
Get together on 976 Party. Only $3 plus toll, if any.
We'll be waiting.
Call now!
Must be 18 or over.